Today's hit music is on C90.
What?
In case you missed it, or you just want to laugh again.
Hey. No, you don't.
Oh, me. Yes, I do.
Here's this morning's phone jibba.
Just your attitude alone will keep you from getting a job with us.
With Morton in the Morning.
Today's hit music is on Z90. Morton in the Morning. Jibba, are you ready for another phone jibba?
Sage runs a yoga studio and they have an ad looking for a yoga instructor. So I'm going to call and try and convince her that I have a new kind of yoga that's really going to catch on if she'll just give me a chance to come teach it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, no.
Here we go. It's our prank call, the phone jibba.
Yoga, this is Sage.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about the ad that you have on Craigslist for a new yoga teacher.
Yes, how can I help you?
Is the job still available? I'm really interested in applying.
It is, yes.
All right, well, my name is Sam, but I go by Sarna in class.
How long have you been teaching yoga?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. I've been doing it off and on for about 10 years and developing a new style of yoga, so I've been touring it around the country a little bit. And what types of yoga do you guys do?
We do hot yoga, vinyasa yoga, and then the traditional yoga in all different levels.
Okay, excellent.
Have you taught any of those classes, or where were you trained? What is your main discipline?
Basically vinyasa, but I kind of have a different take on it. And if you had a minute, I would like to kind of explain what I'm trying to do.
Well, we're pretty set. Yeah. What is it that you had in mind?
Well, I do something, and just hear me out here. It's called Yuck Yuck Yoga. And one of the practices, you know, and like even in vinyasa, is the strengthening of the core. And one of the best ways to strengthen the core, I find, is through laughter.
Okay.
And, right. And so what I do is I have a list of all yoga-related humor, and I will infuse that into the class. So in place of stopping and centering, I'm giving material to the students, and it's helping them strengthen their core through laughter.
And where exactly did you learn this practice?
It's a practice I've developed. Let me try one on you, and you'll see what I mean. What did the yogi tell his restless student?
What?
Don't just do something, sit there.
Okay.
Right? Here's another good one. Why did the yogi refuse anesthesia when he was having his wisdom teeth out? He
Why?
Wanted to transcend dental medication.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying here?
Right,
you see what I'm talking about?
But during the practice, this isn't something we would normally include.
No, exactly. I'm bringing a new type of yoga and really getting it to catch on, okay?
Got
you see
it.
What I'm saying?
Well,
right.
Yeah.
And people
that
love
great.
It. People, what did the yogi say to his dog?
What?
Nama, stay.
That's a great joke. I totally appreciate where you're coming from.
Can you feel your core? Can you feel your core already? Just a little bit tightening up?
Yes, I can.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
For.
What kind of yoga do you do in a casket? Decompose.
All right, I completely yes. I can definitely.
Oh God, I've got a million of them. I'm not going to use them all on you right now.
Great.
But imagine the positive energy that would flow from a circle of laughter.
Oh, absolutely.
Why was the woman angry after her yoga class? Do you know?
I do not.
She was bent out of shape.
Very nice, sir. No, I don't think it's going to work out. Thank you.
Come on. Do you want me to give you some more jokes? Or?
You know, I think I got the gist of it. It's just it's not quite what
knock,
we're looking
knock.
For in our studio.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yoga.
Yoga who?
Yoga, try this. It feels amazing.
We're not looking to engage or have everyone talking during
I think we should do this.
Meditative.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you sit in on one of these classes, and if you don't laugh, if you don't feel the positive energy, it's a no-go, okay?
Listen, I, above anyone else, know the power of laughter and enjoy that, but that's not what our company is trying
My wife
now.
Claims so to be good at yoga. I think she's a poser.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. I just don't think it's going to work out, sir.
This is better than a prank call, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, really? Well, what if it was a prank call? Then it would be pretty funny, wouldn't it?
Wait, what?
What if this was a prank call and I really wasn't trying to get a yoga gym?
Please tell me this is not a real call.
No, Sage, it's Rick. It's the phone, Jibba. It's our prank call. It's
not oh, my gosh.
Those are the worst jokes.
Why would that be a thing?
Come on, there's some sense to it. Yuck Yuck Yoga is going to catch on. You got to get with it.
You know, you continue that in your garage for a while.
You just made a phone, Jibba. It's Morton in the Morning. Phone, Jibba. Today's hit music is on Z90.
The phone, Jibba.
06-735-20.
Wait a minute. That's a little too long.
Mornings on the 50s.
See, man, why are you going to do me like that?
Morton in the Morning. And today's hit music is on Z90.